The operators of Australia's second pill testing trial have declared it a success. Last night, specialists tested more than 170 drug samples. Seven dangerous substances were thrown out. The deaths of festival goers have been a major source of concern for young people and parents this summer, with the most recent fatalities in Queensland last week. Sarah White reports.
There were big acts like Hermitude playing at the Canberra's Groove and the Move Festival yesterday, but the event may be best remembered for what happened offstage. It was a site for the second pill testing trial in Australia. During the festival, people carrying drugs who had already evaded police detection at the gates could go to the first aid tent and have their drugs tested. Emergency physician Dr. David Caldicott is the trial's leader.
So we had a very busy day. We actually doubled our numbers from last year. 234 people came through and 171 samples were tested.
And how many people decided at the end not to ingest the drugs?
Well, the ones that we're certain of, we've only got very preliminary results, are the ones for the high warning status that we had. We had seven dangerous samples containing a substance called N-ethylpentylone. And of those seven, six people were observed to discard their product, and one stated that they would. We know that the people who discarded their N-ethylpentylone went out into the festival and warned other people who, to them, appeared to have the same product to discard.
Official delegations from interstate travelled to Canberra to watch the experiment, coming from Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria. It's one over one undecided Victorian crossbencher. Stuart Grimley of Darren Hinch's Justice Party has told AM he's now in favour of pill testing.
Once they were able to see how it works with their own eyes, I think I would be pushed to say if any of them weren't persuaded.
But the Victorian government says it has no plans to allow pill testing. It says police advise that it provides a potentially fatal sense of security about drugs. The New South Wales government also remains opposed. Pill testing detractors say there's no evidence that pill testing does save lives. But doctors say the need is overwhelming. Dr. Chris Moy is the chairman of the Australian Medical Association's Ethics Committee.
It's generally agreed that law enforcement by itself has not worked, and we need to look at a raft of solutions, and in amongst them is pill testing, and we need to trial it and to look at the evidence as to whether there is a net benefit and there are reductions in deaths and harms to our young people.
ACT police have told AM they seized multiple drugs, including MDMA, during the festival. At a separate Groove in the Move festival in Maitland in New South Wales, 34 people were arrested for drug possession. The full evaluation of the weekend's trial in Canberra will be available in a few weeks.
Sarah White there with additional reporting by Lexi Metherall.